Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morning with you as well on a Wednesday. We'll have Jay Beakley in about 25 minutes. Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, at 9 o'clock, as always on a Wednesday. Last night, Royals lose 10-2. Not the greatest performance. Patrick Mahomes in attendance, right there to see Jack Caglione's debut at home as well.
That's cool. That was cool.
Good to see that, you know, you got Mahomes out on a Tuesday night. 30,000 fans in attendance to see.
Great crowd out there last night, man. That really was. You could feel the buzz. And we were kind of commenting on this during the game, and I don't know if anybody else realized this or felt this way out at the game. Every pitch to Cags in that first at bat, I've never heard a crowd quiet like that before.
Silent.
I mean, I have never heard an entire crowd. You could hear the hum of the crowd normally, right? Mm. And then as soon as the pitcher was ready, and then the pitch would happen. I've never seen a stadium get silent like that, where literally no one was saying a word for that first Jack Caglione at bat. And that's too loud. That is way too loud.
Yeah, Likens Library voice for is that, too loud.
That exactly, way yeah. too loud for something like that. So I thought last night it was like people were there to see Cags. People wanted to see what he was going to do, and you know they were dialed in to watch that kid pitch. And as you said last segment, it's now over. It's now normalcy, and it's baseball. And they've got to find ways to start winning some games. And somebody did on the text line say fight, you know, with the team. And sometimes that does happen, and sometimes you need that. And what better team to fight with right now, honestly, than the New York Yankees and Jazz Chisholm? Because this guy has been nothing but a heel for the last, I don't know how many months it's been, roughly a year, since he told the Royals that they were lucky last year to get that win in the postseason. Came here, he gets booed, everybody ha 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 him, and then he slides into third and he gets tagged by Michael Garcia, and he says, if he tags me this hard one more time, I'm going to punch him in the face. I hope somebody slaps a tag on Jazz Chisholm in the next 2 days, and we do see a bench-clearing brawl, because I do think it would be good for these players. You go back to 14 and 15, and you talk to people from that organization at that time, and they said it was that White Sox fight with Kane Holio that kind of, you know, set people off and brought that team together. And I'm not saying you go out there and you're fighting and it's a fisticuffs, but it's one of those things that galvanizes your team. All right, fine. You want to go? Let's go. And it creates an energy and it creates an excitement. And I think sometimes, you know, it's good to get into a little fisticuffs like that. And I think this team kind of needs it right now.
Chaz Chisholm is gonna start in center field.
Thank you, Keith.
Chaz Chisholm is gonna start in center field.
The correction is where it's at. Yeah, he's the one that goes viral last night because of the too hard of a tag to the
yeah,
to the
top of the
dome.
Too hard to a tag. I mean, you're getting the ball and it's a quick motion. Like, yeah. I'm not sure if Jazz understands how it works, right? The guy's sliding in, and you want to get that tag down as quickly as possible. As soon as you catch that ball, and it's a hard object in a leather glove, yeah, it's going to hurt. This is not Little League. This is not nursery school. This is not romper room. We're not going to nicely tag you and say, would you like to be out in this situation? Suck it up, Jazz. Seriously, suck it up, Jazz.
Chaz Chisholm is going to start in center field.
You said you wanted to read something on the other side.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about texts from last night during the Vern show, some of which were overreaction. This one, I just wanted to hear what you guys think. Maybe you guys can help this guy out. I think there's a lot of texters like this in the text line who are just down bad, for lack of a better term.
Sure,
down
are.
Bad right now. This is from the 913. Vern, yeah, sure, Salvi's washed, but there's 96 games left of futility. Sure, the Royals botched the Cags call-up and cost themselves lots of money and an extra year without arbitration, but there's 96 games left. Sure, this pitching staff's no longer what it was the first 45 games, but there's 96 games left. Yeah, sure, the Royals haven't had a home winning series since they played the White Sox at home, but Chiefs opening day will be here fast.
Okay, that's an interesting, you know, text to Vern. And look, everybody was kind of feeling that way. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people in their feels. I will say this about them. They didn't botch the Cags thing at all. And here's the reason why. It ain't your money, right? Like, and the one thing that we have seen is that John Sherman will pay players. And so if they brought Cags up and you want to lose this arbitration year, whatever it is, the Super 2, however you want to phrase it, if they lost that year, so what? John Sherman's pattern has been, if there is a player that performs, they will pay that player. We've seen it already with Bobby Witt. We've seen it with Cole Reagans. We'll probably see it with Chris Bubich this offseason if they don't end up making moves or whatnot to try to avoid an arbitration year with him and just pay him and give him some money and maybe sign him to a long-term deal. Like, this organization right now is not run like a Glassian organization. This is John Sherman running the show. And what David Glass did does not apply to where this team and where this organization is right now. And I've been trying to preach that for a while, okay? This is not your David Glass Royals. Stop viewing everything the way that we did when David Glass ran this team. We have basically received a new organization, new life with John Sherman, new life with the way that he's gone about his business. And so you can't say they wasted the Cags call-up or they blew, because I totally disagree with that. Bobby's playing better. Definitely Vinny's playing better. There's life. There were 30,000 people out at that ballpark last night. There's not 30,000 people out there last night if Cags isn't playing in that game and making his home debut. That was a good call up at the right time, and it's going to take time. You don't just walk into the big leagues and do great. You saw Roman Anthony's debut, booting him out in the outfield. It's a hard game. I don't think people realize how effing hard Major League Baseball is, and that jump from AAA to the big leagues is gigantic. Jumping from, you know, the United States to England, it is a huge gap. And so he's been here a week. If you're already writing the book that it was worthless and it wasn't a good move, don't watch the rest of the year because you've already got your mind made up. But this isn't the Glassian Royals anymore. This is the John Sherman Royals, and he has already shown from the day he walked in here telling Dayton to go sign guys like Carlos Santana and just spend money because I want people to know that I'm going to spend money. Why are we worried about that? We should not be worried about that. And as a fan of a sport, you shouldn't be worried about the business side of things anyway. It's not your problem.
All right. So the text again, it's been a while. They're just basically being passive aggressive, right? Like, we have 96 games, but we're this. We have 96 games, but we're this. But we have this. And then there's, you know, training camp is what they said starts soon.
Yeah. Pitching staff's not what it was. You know, Salvi's washed, all these things. Cags was a mistake.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So find something new to bitch about, is what I would say. Go find something educational to bitch about. Because the only reason that you're talking about Cags' money thing is because that's all you've heard about with Cags and other people that have something to bitch about. That's not your original thought. Go find something different. Go tell me that he's doing something wrong because he's hitting 241. Roman Anthony just got his first hit. Roman Anthony got called up before the deadline.
The Brewers called up one of their top prospects. The White Sox over the last week have called up multiple top prospects. Everybody in baseball is now calling up their top prospects because fans want to see them. The White Sox have even gotten rejuvenated by calling up their top prospects. The fans are buying into it. The Brewer fans yesterday, they called up their top pitching prospect. Everybody's losing their minds. We want to. Roman Anthony in Boston got called up. Everybody wants to see these top prospects. To think that the Royals made a mistake because you're worried about arbitration, that's ridiculous, man. You got way too little going on in life if you're worried about arbitration of this guy in like 4 years from now. Who the hell cares?
The other thing that I will say as well is that I will say this. Like, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. No one's telling you to come along this ride. No one's telling you to have fun with this royal season. But when it does get fun down the end, I don't want to see you come back. Like, I don't know what to tell you. This is what this team is going to be. It's going to be a roller coaster. It is going to be an up and down. It is going to be a potential wild card team. They're going to win anywhere from 83 to 85, which is what Vern told you the other day. The 85 will get you in. Look, I mean, Cags hitting 241. He actually raised his average last night, if you want to be that optimistic. He made a great play at first base. If you stuck around and watched it, he got a hit in his last at bat. Everything is going to be exactly what they told you was going to be.
He had a hit and an RBI last night. Like, what more do you want in a game?
Exactly.
And do one thing to help your team win. He did multiple yesterday.
And, like, the other thing, too, is that, like, and I like this text as well, like, you're a fan. You're not a business staff member.
Well, they all think that, though. The nerd baseball fan thinks they're in the front office and all that stuff matters. It doesn't.
And the other thing that I don't like are these super down bad people on Twitter that are like, man, every time I bring my son to the game, they get their ass kicked. I'm just done doing it. Stop going to games. I don't know what to tell you.
Every time I bring my son, they lose.
Go to Clubhouse Convo. That's all this guy can do is just be super negative. Oh, when there's 30,000 people there, we lose.
Well, that's because people feed off the negative, and it's human nature. And I don't know why that is. The older I've gotten, the less time I have for the negative side of things. And I look at stuff from a lens of, is this bringing me joy? Am I enjoying this? And if the answer is no, I just move on. I don't worry about
it. If it's got you, again, last night was not fun. It was 10-2. I get it. You got your nuts kicked.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You played against Max Fried. That's their ace. They don't have Garrett Cole. They don't have the other guy that's down with Tommy John surgery. They're also the freaking Yankees. That was Noah Cameron from St. Joe. That was not Noah Venezuela last night.
No, it was not. But yes. Even Fernando had some games where he wasn't that
good. Even sometimes the pitching's not going to be there. You were spoiled with 2 months of electric stuff. They probably still have a top five ERA in baseball. But to nitpick every bad thing along a 162-game schedule, you have Bubich tonight and Reagan's tomorrow. Maybe let's see what happens. The guys they have thrown have a 3.5 ERA and a 5.4 ERA, and their records are decent because they're the Yankees.
They know how to hit, yeah.
The Yankees they're the second best at scoring runs. They're the first in every other offensive category when it comes to hitting. That's just what it is. They are the standard. You know, I'm sure Buffalo gets tired of losing to the Chiefs, but I bet a lot of their fans don't sit there and be like, I don't know, man, we just shouldn't have given Josh Allen that contract early.
I wouldn't imagine that there was one person saying that in Buffalo, and I hope there's not saying that in Buffalo. But I will say from a fan's perspective, this offense has been brutal with runners in scoring position all year long, and that's the area where they aren't getting the job done. Now, how do you fix that? That's the million-dollar question, right? And if I knew the answer to that, I'm sure I would be hired and the Royals would say, here, what are we going to do? Well, it's simple. It's see ball, hit ball. And I think that, you know, after talking to people around baseball over the last week or so, they've been saying kind of the same thing, is that there's just a lot of tension. They're playing tense. They're not playing relaxed. And you've got to play these sports relaxed. You can't go in there trying to do too much. And I think, as George used to say, they got a case of the try too hards right now. And rightfully so, because they haven't been good from an offensive standpoint. They are better than the league average when it comes to overall batting average. But when it comes to runners in scoring position, when it comes to that they call that situational hitting and getting that big hit, they're not coming through. And I think it's because they're all putting so much pressure on themselves. That's why they need a slump buster. They need a fight. They need something like that to just kind of clear their minds. Chicken wings at Henry T's back in the day. Whatever the case may be, they need one of those type of things. And I think that's why fans are mad. I don't think last night's game is forcing people to jump off the ship. I think the overall course of this entire season is like, I expected more. And from an offensive standpoint, they're just not getting the job done. And fans are okay to be upset about that, because I'm upset about that. It's hard to watch this offense play right now. It's not exciting. They're very, very, very inconsistent, and they struggle big time with runners in scoring position. And now this is a two-month sample size. And so what we're looking at right now is a team that if you don't get good pitching, you're just not going to win that that day. For the most part, we've gotten good pitching. Hard to hold up good pitching. Eventually, the offense is going to have to come along and start to carry their weight and carry their water. And again, this is not a finished product. The Royals knew that in spring training. They've been actively trying to acquire a bat since January, since December, since November, whenever free agency began in Major League Baseball. They haven't been able to land that bat yet. It's not because they aren't trying. Think about it at this way. You're a salesperson at work, right? You've been working on this big fish client for what? Sometimes maybe it takes 2 years before you're able to land that big deal and before you're able to land that big client, but you finally do. And I think that's where the Royals are. They've been working. They've been laying the groundwork. They've been trying. It's not because of a lack of effort. Now you have teams that are starting to fall out of the race. We're in June. It will open itself up a little bit. And I do believe they're going to try to go out there and continue to get a bat to make this lineup better because they have to at this point in time. They don't have enough bats in this lineup to be a consistent contender. They have enough to be right around a 500 ball club, but they have to get better. And they know that. And they're going to do their best to go out there and add bats to the equation. And so that's kind of what I'm looking forward to. But if you're upset, I get it. This offense has been really, 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 really tough to watch when they got runners on base. And that's not being negative. That's the truth.
I mean, their last seven games, they're averaging 4.4 runs a game. So, I mean, they're starting to hit the ball for more production. But again, I emphasize this again. Last night, they went up against Max Fried, okay? Now, if they go lay an egg in these next two games and their pitching is abysmal and they have two of their best pitchers on the mound, then yes, we can have the discussion of like, all right, they're below 500. This team looks like it's in its you know darkest point of the season. Then yes, we can have that season. But when Max Fried's on the mound and Aaron Judge hits a home run 370 feet or 470, 80 feet, whatever it is, and the other guy, Austin Wells, who apparently looks like me with a mustache, hits a three-run bomb and it's 5-1, game's over. Stop. Every time I bring my kid to the game, they get absolutely kicked in the teeth. Who cares? Your kid's going to go to 90 Royals games. Sometimes they're going to get the blank kicked out of them. Golly. And if that's the way that it makes you feel, then maybe the baseball season ain't for you. If you claim to be a big fan, maybe baseball ain't what you're trying to drive through.
Now, again, Max Fried, great last night, but then you lose to a guy named Davis Martin with the White Sox. Like, nobody knows who the hell that guy is. And I think last night was just kind of the compounding of 2 months of watching this team kind of struggle offensively. More people were paying attention last night. They didn't put out a good performance. More people saw it. More people are going to complain. More people are going to get upset. That's just the human nature side of things. I mean, and again, that's fine. You can react that way. You can have that reaction. I just don't think that reaction from last night that we're seeing from a lot of fans is just based on one game. I think that was the culmination. They had an opportunity last night to win a lot of fans over, and they went out there and they laid an egg. Again, you have another opportunity today, but that was an opportunity last night, and fans are fickle. They have other things going on. Maybe a lot of fans last night said, this is our game. We're going to go. Let's see what they can do. And they left there with a sour taste in their mouth. That's normal. That's human nature. So I just think right now the Royals have to kind of just go back to the drawing board, figure some things out from an offensive standpoint. And now this is kind of where we make that paradigm shift and say, baseball's every day. If something great's going on, we'll have to talk about it. We'll have to cover it. But right now the Royals, you guys are kind of out there trying to figure your next step, kind of figuring out where you're going to go. And hopefully you do. And I think they will. I think they've got good people in place. They got a good, calm manager, thank God. They've got a good general manager who's out there busting his hump and doing all those kinds of things. So, you know, it's going to be fine. But, I mean, yeah, Max Fried, but who the hell's Davis Martin? And why did you lose to him on Friday in Chicago?
I don't know. I guess I don't get that.
Well, you said they lost to Max Fried. I'm saying, but they also lost to Davis Martin. It's not like they're losing to Max Fried every night. They're not hitting anybody. It's not just an ace.
Yeah, but I mean, according to you, nobody's hitting baseball.
With runners in scoring position, the Royals are almost like dead last.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying,
I mean, I don't really care what the rest of that's what I tell my kids. I don't care what the other kids are doing. I care about what you're doing. Mm. And so when I look at what the Royals are doing, they're not very good offensively right now. It doesn't matter if it's Max Fried or Davis Holland or whoever's pitching. They're not getting hits. It's not because Max Fried pitched last night.
They're getting hits.
They're not getting hits when they matter. Oh. They're not getting –
But I mean, in the last 10 games, they're averaging 4.5 runs a game.
How many wins do they have, though?
They're 4-6. But again, like,
I don't care. You got to find ways to win these games. You've got to find ways to come through. And it's not, they didn't lose that game because of Max Fried last night. They're losing games this year because overall the grand scape of life that we're looking at with this Royals team, they're not very good offensively. They're not very good with runners in scoring position. Not good when it matters. They're not good in those clutch situations. They've got to get better in those clutch situations. And so far this year, it hasn't mattered who's been on the mound in those clutch situations.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to disagree. I mean, Max Fried beat the Royals last night. I mean, they had two runs. He was dominant in his left hand. He went 7-6 hits. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. So, I don't know. We had a discussion yesterday about T.J. Watt saying that, you know, he should get paid. Because it is kind of interesting in Pittsburgh. T.J. Watt's wanting to get paid, but they let Aaron Rodgers drag him through the mud the entire offseason. You have 1 year left of each. T.J. Watt, Travis Kelce. Would you?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You trade 1-for-1 Travis Kelce for T.J. Watt. Yes, no, hell no.
How many times has Carrington voted yes?
You can only vote once. Yeah,
he's making burners as we speak.
Yeah, T.J. Watt for Travis Kelce.
R. Breton 1, R. Breton 2. Exactly. Washed, he's washed!
Washed! T.J. Watt for Travis Kelce, yes, no, or hell no. Again, it's 1 year. Next year, let's say it's their last year in the NFL for both. Yes, mm-hmm. No, hell no, on the Fan 965 on X.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.